Welcome to the latest installment of the teaching on the Tabernacle of the Lord. This episode is part two of an episode titled Worship in Spirit and in Truth. This podcast is brought to you by Charmaine Raymond, a voluntary missionary with Jews for Jesus. For more podcasts, visit Spudcaster at baobulb.org. That's baobulb.org.
Thou shalt also make a table of shittim wood. 2 cubits shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit the breadth thereof, and 1.5 cubits the height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold, and make thereto a crown of gold round about. And thou shalt make unto it a border of 1 handbreadth round about, and thou shalt make a golden crown to the border thereof round about. Thou shalt make for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings in the 4 corners that are on the 4 feet thereof. Over against the border shall the rings be for places of the staves to bear the table, and thou shalt make the staves of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold, that the table may be borne with them. And thou shalt make the dishes thereof, and spoons thereof, and covers thereof, and bowls thereof, to cover withal, of pure gold shalt thou make them. And thou shalt set upon the table showbread before me always.
Shalom, listeners. In our last podcast, we looked at what it meant to worship in spirit. Today, we're going to have a look at what it means to worship in truth. Colossians 3, verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And remember last time we looked at Ephesians telling us to be filled with the Spirit, and the verse was very similar to this one. Now we're going to look at an item again in the tabernacle, and this time the table of showbread. Yeshua is the bread of life. And in John 6, verse 35, Jesus says to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. And part of our worship is partaking in the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23 onwards, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took matzah, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in memory of me. In the same way, he also took the cup after the supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in memory of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Now the bread also points to the word of God. His word is our daily bread. And as has been stated, we worship in spirit and in truth. So what is the truth part of it? Well, the truth is the word of God. Jesus is the word. Jesus is the truth. John 1 verse 1 says, In the beginning was the word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Matthew 4 verse 4 says, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Do you spend time regularly in the Word of God? If not, how can you plan your day so that you can have quality time to spend in studying the Word? Are you discerning when listening to the Word of God being preached, or do you blindly just believe everything that is said? Is your personal worship that of your church word-based? Ephesians pointed to being filled with the Spirit. Colossians points to being filled with the Word. To worship in spirit and in truth involves the believer in honoring and adoring God by the quickening of the Holy Spirit and according to the Word of the Lord. Both the Spirit and the Word are needed in worship. If the Spirit is not there, the worship becomes dead and lifeless. If the Word is not there, the worship can become mere sentimentalism, emotionalism, and can lead to fanaticism. By the ministry of the Spirit and the Word, order was brought out of chaos, light out of darkness, and form out of disorder. And we read that in Genesis 1, verses 1 to 5. Divine worship is dependent upon the Spirit and the Word operating together in the midst of a worshiping congregation. And as I said in our last podcast, the Holy Spirit will never lead us to worship in any way that is contrary to the Word of God. Therefore, to worship in truth means worshiping in accordance with the Word of God. Today, when we look at the church, we see so much false worship, and we need to become far more discerning, and if need be, to respectfully confront our leadership that allow these things to come into the church. God is holy and must be worshipped in holiness. Now let's have a look at an example of worship and what God did with it. In Leviticus 10 verse 1, Aaron's sons Nadab and Abihu each took his own censer, put fire in it, laid incense over it, and offered unauthorized fire before Adonai, which he had not commanded them. So fire came out from the presence of Adonai and consumed them. So they died before Adonai. Then Moses said to Aaron, "This is what Adonai spoke of, saying, 'To those who are near me, I will show myself holy. Upon the faces of all the people, I will be glorified.'" Please note that Nadav and Abihu still offered up worship. However, it was not acceptable to God, as it was not what he had ordained. So what sort of worship are we offering up to God? Is it a sweet-smelling aroma, or is it a stench? How much of our worship lines up with the Word of God, and how much is entertainment? Always remember that we worship a holy and an awesome God, and therefore must maintain respect and reverence. And I'm going to leave you with these questions. What is your understanding of worshiping in spirit and truth? How does the worship in your personal life and that in your church measure up to the scripture? Do you understand the difference between true and false worship? Do you spend enough time in God's Word to know what His boundaries are in terms of worship? And how much time have you spent searching the Word of God to learn His principles of worship? Whenever God gives us an instruction, remember that He always gives us what we need in His Word. Everything to do with worship can be found in His Word. Bless you, listeners. May you have a wonderful week ahead. And the next time we chat together, we will be looking at the altar of incense.